Welcome back to Faith in 5. Today's episode, we're taking a look at Matthew 7:7. Ask, seek, knock. These three words come straight from the mouth of Jesus, and together, they form a roadmap for how we approach God. We all wrestle with questions like, does God hear me when I pray? Why don't I always get what I ask for? How do I pray in a way that honors Him? Today's verses will answer those questions one step at a time. Jesus begins in Matthew 7:7, ask, and it will be given to you, seek, and you will find, knock, and it will be opened to you. Think of this like three levels of a prayer. First, asking is bringing your requests honestly to God, just like a child asks their parent for help. Secondly, seeking goes deeper. It's not just about getting something, it's about searching for God Himself, His wisdom and will. And lastly, knocking means persistence. Doors don't open with one soft tap. Sometimes it takes steady knocking. Jesus is teaching us not just to pray once and give up, but to live in a rhythm of dependence, asking, seeking, and knocking as an ongoing posture of faith. In Luke 11:13, Jesus explains why we can pray with confidence. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? If an imperfect parent delights in blessing their child, how much more does God? Notice here that the greatest gift isn't money, health, or success. It's the Holy Spirit. God promises us His presence when you ask. God may not always give you what you want, but He always gives you what you need. And what you need most is Him. John 14:13 says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." This doesn't mean slapping "in Jesus' name" at the end of a prayer like a magic formula. To ask in His name means to pray in alignment with His character, His will, and His mission. For example, praying, "Lord, help me love my neighbor as you would," is a prayer He delights to answer because it glorifies the Father. But praying, "Lord, make me rich so I can outdo my friends," that doesn't line up with His heart. The key here is relationship. When you know Jesus, your prayers begin to sound like His heart. We take a look at James 4:3. And tells us you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasures. This verse cuts to the heart. Motives matter. God isn't against blessing us, but He will not fuel selfishness. Prayer is not about twisting God's arm. It's about shaping our desires so they reflect His kingdom. So when prayers feel unanswered, sometimes it's because God is protecting us from ourselves. He knows what's best for our soul, even more than we do. A no from God is often a redirection to something greater. So here's your challenge for this. Write down one thing you've been asking God for. And you're going to do two things with that. One, I want you to check your motive. Is it for your glory or for His? And second, don't stop asking, seeking, and knocking. Seek God's will through Scripture. Knock daily in prayer, even if the answer hasn't come yet. Remember, God isn't ignoring you. He's inviting you deeper. Ask with faith. Seek with persistence. Knock with expectation. And trust that whether His answer is yes, no, or wait, the greatest gift He gives is Himself.